Next question was Gloria Altavilla. That's let's say Gloria, GLORIA. Altavilla, ALTA. VILLA. ALTAVILLA. Altavilla. Date of birth is 6/16/41. And date of visit was date of visit is 10/31/23. Please make a copy for George Erringer, Ehringer, Erringer George. Next paragraph. Dear George, thank you for sending Gloria Altavilla for pulmonary evaluation. Next paragraph is present illness. This is an 82-year-old female who has a previous history of asthma since childhood, has previously been on an inhaled steroid, and also uses albuterol with a nebulizer on a PRN basis. The patient has an occasional cough but no wheezing and denies any fevers, chills, and night sweats. She does have some postnasal drip and sinus drainage. The patient also previously was noted to have obstructive sleep apnea, but she does not use any CPAP. Next paragraph, other past history. The patient's other past history includes history for hysterectomy and permanent pacemaker placement. She also had she has hypothyroidism and previous history of two strokes. With some residual weakness. The patient has hyperlipidemia and hypertension. Next paragraph, allergies to sulfur drugs. Next paragraph, family history. Mother died of bowel obstruction and father died of heart disease. Next paragraph, med list included aspirin one daily, albuterol, inhaler, 2 pills, PRN. And bedesinide nebs, 0.5 milligrams BID. Also on famotidine, 40 milligrams HS. Flovent HFA, 110 micrograms, 2 puffs twice a day. And also on Montelukast, 10 milligrams HS, and Lisinopril, 5 milligrams daily. And Rizatriptan, 5 milligrams daily. Sertraline, 50 milligrams HS, and simvastatin, 20 milligrams HS. Next paragraph, habits the patient smoked, half to one pack per day for 10 years and then quit. No, one side drinks alcohol occasionally. Next paragraph, review of system. The patient has wheezing, cough, chest tightness. which is abdominal pains, reflux, nausea, and denies diarrhea, but is constipated. She has chest pains, denies headaches, blackouts, denies urinary frequency, burning, or hematuria, and no double vision or cataracts. She has joint pains, muscle aches, denies seizures, headaches, or memory loss, and no skin rash, no itching, period. Next paragraph, physical exam. This is an averagely built elderly lady who's alert, no acute distress. No pallor sign of this clothing, but has mild peripheral edema. Blood pressure 130 over 70. Pulse is 105, respiration 20, temps 97.6, weight is 130. Saturation was 94. Patient has HOMO 2. Next, HENT, head non-cephalic, pupils reactive. Thing is, my throat is mild, injected ears, no inflammation. Next, supple, no bruising of lymphadenopathy, thyromegaly. Chest equal movements with diminished excursion, scattered visus bilaterally, prolonged expiration. Heart, the anthems irregular, one S2, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no organomegaly, bowel sounds active. Extremities, no lesions, no edema, no calf tenderness. Reflexes are 1 plus with no gross motor deficit, cranial nerves grossly intact. Skin, no lesions noted. Next paragraph, impression number 1 is bronchial asthma with chronic bronchitis. Number 2 is history of hypertension. Number 3 is hypothyroidism. And next paragraph, plan the patient will continue with O2 2 liters nightly and as needed daytime. Also advised to get a CBC, IgE level, and a chest x-ray. She will use the Flovented HFA inhaler, 110 micrograms, 2 parts BID. And nebulized albuterol solution, QID and PRN. A follow-up visit be arranged in approximately 5 weeks, at which time I'll make an addendum. Thank you for this consultation copy for George Erringer, MD. Copy for Dr. George Erringer, MD. This is Dr. D'Souza. Thank you.